A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
We touched base a few weeks ago on this when the interest of Liverpool first emerged on Doucouré, really. And it was kind of immediately made apparent that he wasn't really for sale, but if he was going to be for sale, it was going to be for a lot of money. And at the time, you tweeted that they value Doucouré between 70 and 80 million amidst that Liverpool interest. There was no club contact at the time, but Palace and indeed the player were aware of the interest. Has that situation changed at all in the period since then, or is it very much sort of still the same sort of land?
Yeah, I think it's on a similar land, but I think that the dynamics of that whole situation, given the given what's transpired with the Moises Caicedo deal and the efforts from Liverpool to try and sign him, and obviously, as we know, Lavia as well was being confirmed as a Chelsea player today. I think the dynamics with regards to who Liverpool are looking at and who Liverpool are going for, I think that's changed since that moment in time. But the valuation still stands. I, you know, a lot of people would look at that and say that's overpriced, but I personally think, and I think this is the way that Crystal Palace look at it as well, it's just a reflection of the market right now. You know, Crystal Palace will look at that Declan Rice deal, you know, which, you know, £105 million. They will look at Moises Caicedo, which is you know, £115 million. Other deals overly sort of massively inflated this summer, and Crystal Palace will look at that and say, well, you know, if it's good enough for Caicedo and Rice and West Ham and Brighton, then it's good enough for us. And I think that's where that valuation stems from.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. You can't really blame Palace in many ways for that. Like, I know a lot of people, Liverpool fans, will look at that fee or that suggested asking price and sort of balk at a little bit and go, that's a lot of money for a lad who's had one season in the Premier League. But as you referenced there, you know, you look at the Rice, the Caicedo, and even the Enzo Fernandez deals previously, and you go, well, if that's your reference point, it's probably about right. Like, he's not sort of a 60, 70 million pound lesser player than those lads I've just mentioned. And as you mentioned, Liverpool went up against Chelsea, which is a little bit foolish, as it turns out, going up against Todd Bowley and his ways of operating, and missed out on Lavia and Caicedo. So I wonder, it would represent substantial profit, obviously, for Palace, 18 million they signed him for. Is sort of the prospects of a sale, let's just say Liverpool do go ahead with this, and they are willing to meet that 70 to 80 million pounds sort of region. Would Palace and Palace's need for a replacement play a part in this potential transfer as well?
Yeah, I think so. And that is always going to be an issue, is yes, you know, you can consider offers for your best players when you are, you know, with all due respect to Crystal Palace, when you are, you know, toward, you know, lingering towards the bottom or the bottom half of the Premier League table, you're always susceptible to offers from bigger clubs. But the problem therein lies is that, you know, yeah, we can recoup X amount of money for said player, but how do we replace him? And the concerns and the fears and the absolute kind of travesty that being relegated from the Premier League would be for a club like Crystal Palace, you know, they would look at that and say, in many ways, keeping Doucouré would be even more financially valuable to us than the actual money coming in itself, because it actually gives them the platform of, and you know, more of a chance of staying in the Premier League. Whereas if they do go and get a replacement, there are no guarantees that he would fit into to Roy Hodgson's style of play, you know, necessarily hit the ground running. There are a lot of variables there, whereas Doucouré, they know they've got a player there that can play under Roy. They had a good first season at Selhurst Park, and you know they kind of know what they've got. So you know there's a case there of almost sort of better the devil you know. And I think that's, you know, that's, as I say, that's the price, and they are the. And they are the kind of variables that Palace are having to weigh up with regards to whether they want to part with him or not.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes perfect sense from their perspective. Obviously, they've lost Wilf Zaha this summer. They managed to keep hold of Michael Olise, seemingly against the odds. It felt as if the next announcement about Olise would be the Chelsea have confirmed the deal, but instead it was a new contract. That certainly caught me by surprise. But you mentioned there sort of he's a key component of Roy Hodgson's plans, and of course he is, and just how valuable he could well prove to be. But how impressed were you by him as a player last season? Do you think, considering it was his first year in the Premier League, he had a good first campaign? I think I'm right in saying he was voted Palace's Player of the Year as well.
Yeah, that's correct, Dan. And yeah, you know, he's every inch the sort of the modern day Premier League central midfielder. You know, box to box, he's just not a destroyer enforcer. He's very good on the ball. You know, he's got an eye for a pass. He can pick a pass. He's got a little bit of everything. And yeah, to get him from France for 80, there was a point last summer where Palace thought they weren't going to get him. They thought they left it too late. But, you know, thankfully for Palace, they managed to get that deal over the line. And it's been a fantastic signing for them. It really has. You know, playing wise, in terms of on the pitch, he's been brilliant for Palace, you know, player of the year, as you said. But then obviously moving forward financially, they will be able to recoup a major profit on what they've already outlaid on him from last summer. But whether that profit comes this summer, it's going to be, never say never, but I think it may be a little bit too late now. You know, with sort of with 2 weeks, 10 days towards the end of the window. I'm sure Palace and their sporting director Dougie Friedman, who is one of the best operators in the Premier League bar none. He's got a fantastic eye for talent, and I'm sure that they will have a replacement lined up, sort of dotting the I's and crossing the T's and getting those deals over the line in, you know, 12 to 10 days is a difficult ask, and the longer it goes on, the more likely I think it is that the Corée will be staying at Palace.
Hey, thank you so much for watching the show. You're amazing. And if you want to signify your legendary status, then head over to redmenplus.com. Join as a legend tier subscriber. Not only you get all of the great video and podcast content, you'll also be entered into our monthly prize draw for great signed Liverpool gear. And you'll get access to our Discord as well, full of amazing Liverpool support and human beings. Head to redmenplus.com and join as a legend tier today.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.